Good morning and welcome to the Bruna Boyne Visitor Centre. Newgrange is one of the finest examples, not only in Ireland but in Western Europe, of the type of structure known as a passage tomb. It was probably built about 3000 BC. That makes it around 500 years older than the pyramids in Giza in Egypt and 1000 years older than Stonehenge in England. Before we start our tour, let me tell you a little bit about what you'll be seeing. Newgrange consists of a long, narrow passage and chamber, which, if we imagine looking down on it from above, would have the shape of a cross. In the two rooms of the chamber forming the arms of the cross, you will see large stone basins, which are a feature of many Paleolithic Irish tombs, though researchers can only guess about what their purpose would have been. Outside of the tomb, in front of the entrance to the passage, sits the large carved entrance stone, which I'm sure you've all seen pictures of in magazines or textbooks. After all, this stone is about the most famous example in the entire repertory of Paleolithic rock art. The spirals and zigzag lines covering it are strikingly beautiful. Some of the large curbstones lining the inside of the passage are also decorated, although they're not as famous. An 11-metre-high circular mound made of stone covers the tomb, making it appear even larger and more imposing than it is, especially from a distance. The final thing I want to mention before we set off is the light box, which is an opening that you will see in the roof of the passage above the entrance, which allows the light of the sun to enter and illuminate the tomb at sunrise on the day of the winter solstice.